In this bulletin, increased coronavirus testing sites for Fairfield in Sydney's southwest, compulsory face masks return for Victorians when indoors, and in rugby league, Queensland triumphs over New South Wales in the state of origin. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales Health has expanded COVID-19 testing across the Fairfield local government area with more 24-hour clinics and extended hours at existing sites. It comes after New South Wales recorded 97 new cases of community transmission, 70 of which were detected in Sydney's southwest. Around-the-clock testing is currently operating at the car park of the Endeavour Sports Park, the Fairfield Showground and the Mounties Club. Fairfield Mayor Frank Cabone says the services are desperately needed.
At the moment, I've had reports of 6 to 8 hours waiting. These are our doctors, our nurses, our teachers that work outside of the LGA. And it's just not acceptable that these people, these poor people who work so hard to put food on the table for their families, have had to come home from work and they've had to actually wait 6 to 8 hours in a queue and then return back to work.
Victorian health officials have reintroduced mandatory face mask rules for indoor settings for people aged 12 years and older. The rule is part of the government's response to a growing COVID-19 outbreak in Victoria. 11 new cases have been recorded from Melbourne's northwest, and 10 of the infections will be included in today's figures. Two schools have been closed, including Bacchus Marsh Grammar, after a teacher there contracted the virus. Western Australia has announced a tightening of its border rules with Victoria. Anyone arriving in WA from Victoria must self-quarantine for 14 days. Police Commissioner Chris Dawson says they'll also be required to be tested for COVID-19 within 48 hours of arrival and again on their 11th day in the state.
We see how quickly this virus can spread in the case of the removalists who travelled from New South Wales through Victoria and onto South Australia. We have to assume that this is the more contagious Delta variant, which requires our immediate action.
South Australian officials will meet today to weigh up the state's coronavirus situation and the possibility of further restrictions. People entering the state from Victoria will need to have a mandatory COVID-19 test within 24 hours, and more rules could be imposed. The European Union has announced plans to tackle climate change, which include taxing aviation fuel and effectively banning the sale of petrol and diesel-powered cars within 20 years. It's released dozens of draft proposals as part of its goal to become carbon neutral by 2050. The measures will require approval by the bloc's 27 countries and the European Parliament. It could take years of negotiations. Special forces have been called in to address Cuba's biggest anti-government protests in decades. The protests began in Cuba this month over the country's handling of COVID-19 and economic hardships stemming from the pandemic. Demonstrators in Florida have also rallied in a show of support for the anti-government protests in Cuba. Increasing drug use in the United States has led to a record number of people dying from drug overdoses. More than 93,000 Americans died last year, an increase of almost 30%. The growth is partly due to a rise in the use of the synthetic opiate fentanyl, which is about 50 times stronger than heroin. Experts say isolation and loneliness caused by the pandemic have also contributed. In sport, Queensland has won the State of Origin against New South Wales on the Gold Coast. The Game 3 defeat for the Blues cost the team the chance to seal a rare series sweep. Queensland are confident that they'll head into next year's series with extra optimism from the Game 3 victory. And now today's weather. Perth, showers easing and 18 degrees. Adelaide, showers increasing and 17. Melbourne, a shower or two, 17 degrees. Hobart, possible light rain, 14. Canberra, showers and 13. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 21. Newcastle, a shower or two and 20. Brisbane, a possible shower, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. and Darwin more humid and sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.